It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Undeterred by the threat of a hurricane, the Republican Party is preparing for its national convention starting Monday in Tampa, Florida. On the first day, sooner than would normally be the case, the party plans to go through the formality of nominating Mitt Romney for president, though organizers do worry about potential protests by supporters of Ron Paul. The party also takes the opportunity to lay out themes for the fall campaign. But away from the TV cameras, this convention, like the Democrats' meeting coming in Charlotte, are chances for politicians to mingle as other interested parties pay the tab. It's not always clear who is paying, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's coming, Tampa Bay. The convention is almost here. That's right, the 2012 Republican National Convention will be at the
That's the word from the Tampa Bay Host Committee, which produced this video for convention volunteers.
Every man, woman, and child in Tampa Bay wants to know just one thing. How can they help support this historic effort?
Others want to help, too. Corporate donors, from Walmart to Ford to America's Natural Gas Alliance, have given the Host Committee a reported $55 million. Back in the 1970s, Congress didn't think the conventions needed any outside money at all. It voted to provide public financing so the parties wouldn't solicit corporate funds. This year, each convention got $18.3 million from Washington. But long ago, politicians decided the federal money wasn't enough, so the ostensibly non-political host committees were created. Here's Craig Holman with the liberal watchdog group Public Citizen.
It's just any special interest or corporation who has business pending before the federal government that is willing to throw money at the feet of the host committees.
Democrats actually tried to rein things in for the Charlotte convention. This is Steve Kerrigan, CEO of the party's convention committee.
This convention will be the first in history not funded by corporate cash contributions.
Also, no cash from lobbyists or political action committees, and nothing from individual donors above $100,000. That turned out to be a little too straight and narrow. The Charlotte Host Committee is struggling to hit a goal of $37 million. Its leaders set up a 501c4 nonprofit so that it could solicit corporate America. None of these donors, corporate or otherwise, will be disclosed until October 15th. And there's more spending that won't be disclosed at all.
The soirees that are sponsored by corporate interests, special interests, and lobbyists.
Holman says Public Citizen will try to bird dog the activities. It's a big job. The Sunlight Foundation compiles political invitations at the website politicalpartytime.org. It lists 40 events just for Monday in Tampa. And there are consultants to help companies throw these shindigs. Scott Coddington is with GOP Convention Strategies. He says they do a lot of logistics, and they navigate ethics laws that were toughened up after the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal.
Explain to clients what they can do and what they can't do, what they can say and not say.
What clients can do are congressional fundraisers, charity events, receptions with finger food, and parties honoring the convention delegates but not members of Congress. But these ethics laws didn't prevent a D.C. lobby firm from buying out a 22,000-square-foot restaurant in Tampa for the entire week. Kelly Flynn, marketing director at Jackson's Bistro Bar and Sushi, says they would have had a tough time otherwise because of convention security. So
we felt like it was a win-win situation.
So far, the lobby firm has been able to remain anonymous. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.